Welcome in to the Other Football Podcast. Chris Chapman, Thomas Viola, Carson Merck rolling with you here on a Tuesday. We'll get to that in a little bit as to why we're recording this on a Tuesday. But a lot going on today, Champions League. But first, before we get into any of that, Monday Night Football game last night did not end well for myself or Thomas. I don't think anyone is surprised by that.
No. But
someone has
ended fairly well for me.
So, well, if you bet against the Jets, I'm sure it did. Yes,
I did bet against the Jets. I also took the Browns in my survivor pool.
You do realize the Browns have now beaten the Jets 2 years in a row, which means that Jets are not very, very good.
I feel like that's one of those. It's like Beetlejuice. If you lose to the Browns three times in a row, your franchise is just gone.
Well, the Jets may as well be gone because, different podcast. But anyway, congratulations on the win. Well earned for Cleveland and.
Very nice that we can only congratulate you on a win today.
Yeah. No. I gotcha. I thought you were talking about the.
That's right. No. Well, before we get into you're good in plenties.
There's nothing good. Good in there. Seems
awful,
to be plenty.
Awful, and lots of them is awful and plenty is probably a better term for it. But so, where can they find us?
I don't know, man. I just keep this box is intimidating.
Oh man, it's like when you have to
take a test. I'm like I don't know any of the answers.
Yeah. Well,
to this.
When you I don't know if you ski.
No.
You get to the top of the mountain and you look down and there's that
and you're like,
awful hill. You're like,
I've gone sledding before, so I'm somewhat familiar with.
Yeah, you know that
with
feeling.
The premise. Yeah.
Can I take the chairlifts back down to the bottom of the mountain?
Yeah, please. Yeah,
that type of
I'd
thing.
I pull my hamstring. No, so they can find us Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes. BGN.fm, shout out to Roughneck Scarves, LVSportsNetwork.com, Pocket Cast.
Lots of places.
At Other F-Ball Pod on Twitter.
Yes, and you could follow me at Magnum702 on Twitter, which you should because...
I highly recommend not doing that.
Because as I tweeted out once again, Thomas loses yet again. Mickey Sudo, who is the multiple-time champion of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, which takes place on July 4th, tweeted out that she's in New Jersey... getting ready for some eating competition. She had a picture of a pork roll, egg and cheese sandwich.
Taylor Ham.
And she correctly stated it as hashtag pork roll.
See, over on VSiN today, we actually talked about this. You actually got a negative shout out.
Nice.
Who talked about that?
Because we had New Jersey native Jeff Parles on hosting Market Watch.
Yeah, who's
and
he?
I was stepping in producing for him.
He's not a real New Jerseyan if he calls it something different than pork roll.
And he and I both talked about how it is Taylor Ham.
No.
As did Dwayne Colucci from The Rampart with us.
It's John Taylor's pork roll.
I just like that I get caught in these Twitter threads.
Well,
and I have no allegiance to either of
them. I'm just sitting here while he blows up my phone, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm at work. Like, I have an actual job that I'm trying to do right now.
But yet you had time to tweet out a... meme in which you were laughing about a certain red team losing today. So I don't want to hear, I have no time at work. My phone's blowing up.
He made a special exception, it seems.
By the way, how good did that sandwich look, Carson?
It looked good.
Yeah.
I've said before, it sounds tasty. No matter what you call it, it sounds tasty.
See, I think the next time you lose a bet to me, I think you need to bring me pork roll because I'm tired of watching you eat things you don't like.
Oh, man. You know who else is tired of it? Me.
I am not yet tired of it.
Ugh.
So for those who may be listening for the first time, last week, my team, Carson's team, they played.
Liverpool and Newcastle, respectively. Yeah.
And the bet was, I gave Carson, the Newcastle fan, draw and a win. And if that was the case, I'd have to eat Arby's.
Eventually, we have to get him to eat Arby's.
I know. We'll figure it out.
You'd have to find a bet for me to be willing to take.
Yeah. It'll be the...
Everton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if Everton plays like they did this weekend...
No.
You're good.
I think I'm good for another year on Arby's, but yeah.
We scored first.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you what, it was a great goal.
Yeah, nice little touch from the left to the right for Jethro Willems. But
now I saw people saying
it went pretty south.
I saw people saying that Adrian should have stopped that and maybe he was out of position. I don't think so.
To
me, you take away from how great of a goal that was.
Yeah, I didn't watch that and think of goalie error.
And the thing is, like, if that's not Newcastle and that's say City or United. It's all over television as one of the great goals of the week because it was a fantastic goal.
Yeah,
but because it's Newcastle, I think they don't really. Well, maybe they don't bring the viewers in. But
you know, it was phenomenal and will be all over television this week, though.
The
Chelsea penalty kick.
I didn't see this.
Oh, it was bad.
So wait, was this today against Valencia?
Yeah. Chelsea gets a penalty. Ross Barkley steps up to take it. The entire team goes, bro, let Jorginho take the penalty kick. And he goes, no, I got this. And Jorginho's like, you sure? You don't want to let me take this? Another guy comes up, and he's like, yeah, you should let him take this. And Ross is like, no, I got this. Promptly kicks it, nails it off the crossbar out of play.
I'm a huge fan of the debates on penalties, on who's taking them. I'm down for that.
How do you not have a dedicated penalty taker?
Most clubs
even if you do. Like, Jorginho is typically takes Chelsea's penalties.
Like, we saw that last year.
And Ross Barkley went rogue.
With United, like, I can't remember who it was that was sitting on two goals for United.
Lukaku.
They were up. Was it Lukaku?
Oh, you actually want these?
I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten today. I've been at work for like an extra 3 hours.
Dive in there.
Oh, so TV's going to get first bite at the...
Oh, they're so bad.
Oh.
They're honestly terrible.
So these are good and plenties because I don't think we finished the bet discussion. Yes. So I have the good and plenties, which truly may be one of the worst candies ever.
What's worse, the good and plenties or the pickles?
I'm so hungry that these don't taste that bad.
They taste that bad to me.
That's legitimately how hungry I am right now.
They taste like the... It tastes like not even the black licorice. It tastes like the black jelly bean.
That's even worse.
It's not a step up at all. It's not a consolation.
See, I've conditioned myself to kind of like those because eventually you get to the end of one of those giant jelly bean things and that's all you got.
Yeah, they go in the trash.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Coffee flavored, same thing, right in the trash.
Trash.
Yeah.
My God.
Like, I will say I was at Costco yesterday. I almost picked up one of those.
Well, you know what's funny? At the Golden Knight games at the press box, that's what they have, like a little snack.
Jelly beans?
They have Jelly Bellies out there.
I'm not a huge Jelly Bean fan. I don't dislike them. It's not preferred candy.
Well, see, they have gummy bears, and I prefer gummy bears to jelly beans.
I'm the other way.
And I absolutely love popcorn.
See, I'm not a big popcorn guy.
Really? No, that's to me. I go to the movies. I have to have a thing of popcorn. Like I could pass on the candy.
Snow caps all day, son.
Oh, I like snow caps.
Snow caps. Give me bunch of crunch.
Give me kettle corn.
No, see, I like that. Movie theater popcorn butter. Oh, that is so good.
Have you tried jalapenos in the
popcorn? I'm not a big jalapeno guy. I don't like spicy food.
I've heard that is a tasty combination.
I'm sure it is. Lots of people like spicy. Like, that's like a huge thing, especially out here in the Southwest, right? Spicy food. But
I'm with you on that, Carson.
I'm just going to slide you these this way.
Cool. Yeah,
Thomas is hungry and I want to kill myself after eating the good and plenties.
How many of you? Oh, I can smell them. Oh,
dude, that is such.
I don't know if that's the box or if it's the breath from eating them.
They now have a very horrible aftertaste.
They've always had a horrible aftertaste.
When you were a kid and you went trick or treating, if someone gave you good and plenties, was that the house that got egged later in the night?
I don't think anybody ever gave us good and plenties.
No one gave out good and plenties. The house that gave out Almond Joys. Those people suck. Almond Joys are right up there with giving out fruit or pretzels.
Yeah. Pretzels or raisins.
Yeah, my mom was the raisin giver.
Really? I don't remember what my parents gave out.
My mom sucked at Halloween. Like, she could give me and my brother the best costumes. Like, I would win the costume contest at school almost every year because my mom was like dynamite. But when it came to actually understanding what the concept of Halloween was, my mom failed, like massively failed.
My dad got it 15 straight years.
My dad got it, right? Because when my parents got divorced, my dad, because he wanted to impress all my friends, he was the guy who gave out the whole candy bar.
Nice.
So like we'd show up. Well,
That's the hero in the neighborhood.
Yeah, my dad was the neighborhood hero. Like you show up to his house, you're getting a full Milky Way or a full Snickers.
I'm a big fan of dots on Halloween.
I like dots.
Dots are a solid Halloween
candy. Dots are a solid Halloween. There's certain candies like you only eat at Halloween.
Yeah.
But you know what was awful? I don't know, maybe you remember. I don't know if it was a thing in Ohio. People would give you that little ball.
Of popcorn?
Yeah, it was a popcorn ball.
Yeah.
Like, I like popcorn. I don't like that.
No.
To me, that's kind of a fan of it.
There's one neighbor of my grandparents would always give those out. But he gave out, like, these really good ones. Because this dude had cash.
Oh.
And so, like, this wasn't... Like
truffle popcorn?
Yeah. This wasn't, like, just a popcorn ball. This was, like, a gourmet popcorn ball.
Black oil truffle.
Yeah, a good popcorn ball.
It's a decent call. I don't hate that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I just wasn't on board. But pretzels...
If you give out fruit on Halloween...
Oh, you're an awful person.
You're a terrible person, and I honestly advocate for your jailing.
Yeah. I'm totally on board with that.
You probably supported the commies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get the people that are, I want to, you know, about health and all that, but that's the night where it's not about that.
Yes.
It's just not. Well, it's about candy.
Like, that's the thing. Like what I told my mom when I used to get made fun of at school because she gave out raisins.
I'm sure you got made fun for a lot more, but okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that was
definitely the raisins.
That was just on November 1st.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to tell her, you hate fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ma, you hate fun if you give out raisins. Like, nobody wants, first of all, if I want raisins, I'll go to the grocery store and pick up a box of Sun Made myself.
Yeah. Which is something I've never done.
Which never happens.
Are you a Raisin Brand fan?
No.
TV? Impartial?
I don't eat cereal.
See, okay. Now I told her.
I don't mind Raisin Brand Crunch.
I said, Ma, you know, you could compromise on this.
Yeah.
You could give out Raisinettes.
Ooh, I like Raisinettes.
No, I want to give the kids raisins. No, because you're cheap. That's why.
Raisinettes and Goobers. I'm down for both.
Oh, I like Goobers. Yeah. I'm Goobers are good. That's a chocolate covered peanut, right?
Yeah, it is.
Remember
yeah.
Gushers? My mom would never buy Gushers.
My kid loves those.
So I would get Gushers if, like, I made a school ground trade at lunch. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We never had Gushers. My aunt and uncle, shout out to John and Annette, they always had in, like, a separate little pantry, they always had Gushers. And so you could always go in there, grab you a pack of them.
Do Gushers get your vote for best school snack, like, in the lunchbox?
Got to be up there. They're good. Snack pack probably up there. I don't remember that many lunches in school.
I would go home.
Really?
Really?
Oh.
That was like as an elementary school?
Yeah.
How did you go home in elementary school?
Were you homeschooled? I guess it was my father.
In Nutley, what it was like your parents would just pick you up at lunch or you'd just walk.
What? Really?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
I've actually never heard of that ever.
No, that they must
and
be.
And then what was really weird was You'd have to have a parent sign you out from like kindergarten to fourth grade.
Yeah.
But then fifth and sixth grade, you could just go.
What?
Which was real. It gets weird.
In New Jersey?
Yeah.
Are they nuts? Well, it is Nutley.
Nice.
It's a small ass town. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, but it's surrounded by horrible places.
Surrounded by
Joe Budden.
Newark, East Orange.
We're not. That's a lot of effort for a kidnapper that could really find someplace with a police department who has a lot more going on.
Suburban, white, wealthy neighborhood. If I'm kidnapping someone, Nutley's a perfect place for me.
I think that's the title of the episode.
The Other Football Podcast does not advocate for kidnapping.
Yeah. But the weird thing, so fifth and sixth grade, you could go out. And then middle school,
in high school.
No, we could in high school.
We couldn't even leave in high school.
We used to go
school, we couldn't leave, but then in high school, you could. And the only reason for that was because it would be because we only had one middle school and one high school, and they were right next to each other. So if we let the middle school kids and the high school kids out for lunch, the restaurants were going like, there's too many people, we can't
do it. Yeah, you're not making it back in 40 minutes.
You went to middle school and high school in New Jersey?
No.
You went in California?
I spent 1 year of middle school because middle school in Jersey was 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah,
that's how it is.
In California, it was 6th, 7th, 8th.
Yeah, see, here, my kid's in middle school, so it's 6th, 7th, 8th. He's first year.
Yeah, we had K through 4, 5, 6 were separate, 7, 8 were separate, and then high school.
See, I was weird. My town was a little strange because we had K through 5.
In the one-room schoolhouse?
No. And then 6 was alone. At a school called Princeton Avenue.
Weird.
And we used to call it Princeton Prison because it was built in like the 1920s. And it had
relatively new for the time.
Like it had one of those big smokestacks.
Nice.
Like where we used to have recess. It had the big smokestack. You're like, what the hell is this? Were they burning kids in there? Jeez.
Oh my gosh.
Like that was like the big joke. Like, oh, that's
Chris has been going very dark this episode.
Like that's where I know I'm taking a cue from Thomas.
Yeah.
But that's where they would put the kids who were bad. They'd put them in the room with the smokestack and then seventh and eighth grade was its own thing. And then obviously high school. But my class was the last to actually have that separate sixth grade. And after that, they became like an office for the district. And the sixth grade kids went to the regular junior high school. But
makes more sense.
Somehow we've delved down to the path of not soccer talk.
School City District.
But, you know, I'm going to toot my own horn here, though.
Okay.
I made a bold prediction.
You did.
On August 15th.
And I adamantly, in the clip, denied that it was going to happen. I was like, well, that is a bold prediction.
Well, TV was like, well, I hope it's Liverpool.
Yeah, I respect that.
It may still end up being Liverpool.
Could be.
Oh, God, that would be great.
Yeah. Oh, man, imagine if they beat Liverpool and City in the same season.
Mm-hmm. Pookie's that guy, man.
But Norwich, completely controlled the whole game. I mean, they were up 2-0 early. Aguero scored right before the half. And then Pookie, 5 minutes into the second half, scores a third goal for Norwich.
Yeah.
And they end up holding on to beat City 3-2. So my bold prediction about the Norwich, what are they called? I don't even know.
Canaries.
Canaries, that's right. Duh. They have a canary on their logo. I saw a lot of jokes about that too.
Canaries in the mineshaft?
Yeah, there was Canary Islands, stuff like that.
I like it.
But Norwich, they get the job done, and my other prediction about them is they would not be relegated.
I think that is probably.
Wait, no, I thought you were the one who predicted.
I came back after watching that first game and said they won't be relegated.
Okay, you're the only one who had them relegated.
Yes, I think so. My official.
And then you came back and just joined Carson and me.
Yes, yeah.
But you're saying that's a new prediction that you made and broke some ground on.
No, I'm saying
that's what it came across as.
Did I not predict that they would beat a top four side?
That you did.
You did.
All right. So I deserve some props for that. Mm-hmm. And you guys gave it to me. Well, one of you gave it to me.
I think we both did. Yeah. I think we both gave you the props.
What was
typical.
That?
Typical.
So I have to, in opposite of props to you, and this is very slightly sour.
By the way, Norwich is 13th.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get relegated.
With nine points already. No, yeah, they can't. 6 points. I'm sorry.
But. So there's a kind of an anti shout out to you.
Oh, great!
Which I was thinking of this last week before the show, and I said I was going to mention it, but I didn't. Then I definitely want to mention it today. So you're talking about last week getting your car registered.
I did that today.
Yeah, which RIP to your bank account.
$348.
Yeah. And so I was thinking of your car when I was having this thought I was driving.
I'm officially tapping out.
Yeah, those are horrendous. But the people that go. People that go to great lengths for
Was that Wynalda?
Yeah, for vanity URLs or not URLs
plates,
vanity plates. It's an embarrassment.
What do you mean?
Yours isn't horrendous.
No. People like the biggest tools on the planet are the ones that put like a team name on their license plate.
Oh yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I was gonna say.
What do you think about those people, Chris?
I think they're great.
Like, if I'm sitting there in traffic and I see a vanity plate, and I have to be like, damn, what does that say? And, like, try to, like, decode it.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You wasted your money. Yeah, like, I know that's extra.
Yeah.
It's extra.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you're paying extra to look like a complete ass.
The one that's worse is, like, when you drive, like, a white Mustang.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I definitely. Keyed one of those in the parking lot.
Accidentally.
Well, on the way here.
Yeah, I accidentally bumped it. But
no.
Chris's isn't horrible because if you look at it, you're like, okay.
Liverpool. Yeah.
I have people actually ask me, like, oh, Las Vegas? Because
you also don't have a Liverpool vanity plate.
Yeah.
But then you have a UNLV
license plate
and Jets license plate.
Well, you do have a lot of chaos.
It's anarchy.
It's the license plate holders. What do they call it? Holder? Frame? Yeah. I don't know. Is New York Jets. I have one on the front and the back, by the way.
Both the Jets?
Yes.
I have I just have one on the back, and it just says that I went to the Harvard of Central New York.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Syracuse.
You mean
like
SUNY Cortland?
Nice. But at least
I've been there.
SUNY Binghamton.
I haven't been to Binghamton, but I've been to SUNY Cortland.
What is Binghamton's nickname? Are they like the? They have like a really weird like nickname.
They do, and I know it
because Syracuse generally plays
their lacrosse.
Well,
the Binghamton lacrosse team's legit.
In basketball, Syracuse generally plays their in-state rivals who aren't really rivals.
They're not the Bees.
Like, they don't leave the state of New York until January, usually.
Seems about right.
Because every garbage basketball school in the state of New York comes and plays the Carrier Dome.
Yep.
So Boeheim can beef up his record by beating nobody.
St. John's in New York?
Yeah, but that's in Queens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Queens.
Shout out to St. John's.
Our preseason is
shout
just...
Chris Mullen.
We're not Astoria.
I have no idea.
I think it actually might be in Jamaica, Queens.
Fair enough.
But Syracuse just plays everyone in the...
They play everyone in the state of New York.
Yeah.
Who's not good.
Preseason.
No, out of conference. It's not preseason. It's out of conference.
It's their preseason.
Which is why when they lose 12 games in the ACC and Boeheim's crying on TV that they deserve to be in, Play somebody.
I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure that we made a Final Four not 3 years ago.
Play somebody. That's fine. Congratulations. Did you win?
We were in a Final Four.
Did you win?
We were the first 10 seed to ever make a Final Four.
That's like me puffing my chest out.
No, no. There is a distinct...
That's like me puffing my chest out.
No,
no. Having 97 points.
There is a distinct difference between making a Final Four and pretty much everything else in sports.
No, there's not.
Absolutely.
Did you win?
No. People hang... You hang banners for Final Four appearances.
That's fine. That's a participation banner.
No.
Unless you
win. A Final Four means something.
To who?
It's not.
To you?
To literally every school, dude.
No, it doesn't.
UNLV cares about their Final Four appearances.
That's fine. They're wrong.
No. You're completely in the minority here.
I care about the national championship.
No, you are completely wrong here.
Shout out to Anthony Bennett.
Shout out. Dude, he was in the news.
Monumental.
Was he really?
What did he do?
Anthony Bennett?
Tony Bennett?
No, Anthony Bennett.
Anthony Bennett, former number one overall draft pick.
No. Tony Bennett.
Cavs selection.
Tony Bennett was just in the news.
Yes. I actually applaud him for that.
Oh, yeah. Good for him. Basically, the Virginia head coach, they came and offered him a raise because they won the national championship a year after losing to UMBC, which was amazing.
Yeah. But, I think UMBC hung a banner for that.
I hope they did.
That'd be great.
My favorite was the next, in an interview not too long ago, Bennett was like, "Oh, we've never had a bad loss."
Yeah.
Like he was completely playing it off like he knew. Like it was tongue in cheek. But so they came to him offering him a raise, and he said no, put the money. Oh, yeah.
UMBC is savage on Twitter.
Yeah.
But he basically said no, put the money into the athletic program, put it into, like, give it, make sure my assistants are paid better. Like,
they're the
Retrievers,
by the way.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything today to tie it back to soccer somehow about putting money into the Napoli locker rooms. I didn't hear. It was like a big thing last week, but they played there today. Did you see anything about it today?
Binghamton Bearcats.
That's right, Bearcats.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything about the locker room not even being close to being done for Napoli in their victory over Liverpool.
You know what I did see? I did see a horrific dive that was called a penalty on Andy Robertson, working class hero.
Yeah.
Got screwed.
Mm-hmm. Friend of the show.
Yes.
I don't know.
I feel like I would be so down. Oh, my God.
Even I would be like, all right, that's pretty cool, because I still hate that Liverpool signed him, because he was always my go-to pick him up from hole, because he develops as a left back.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
And he got screwed. That was a bad call.
Honestly, it was good to see the good guys win for once.
Yeah.
Liverpool lost.
Liverpool always gets the calls. It was a terrible call.
If anything, Callejon should have been carded for simulation. That's how bad it was.
Well, you still lost by two.
Yeah, the second goal was crap. But
of course.
Fair enough.
Course.
I guess it should have counted.
No, should have been a 0-0 draw.
No, what I'm saying is
Liverpool actually should have won by three.
The second goal doesn't happen without the first goal.
Yeah, but it did.
It did. Man, they lost.
Kind of like how
the old chicken and the egg.
Well, I mean, you did win a Champions League title because of a bullshit call. So
no, that was a legit call.
No, it wasn't.
It was
Virgil van Dijk gets that call his way.
No, he doesn't. So this is actually, it was clearly
Virgil van Dijk gets that
call. But here's the problem with today, right? The call was so embarrassingly bad that the referee realized how unbelievably awful it was that when they went to VAR, he had no choice but to stick with it.
That is an interesting interpretation.
Because here's the thing. If he reverses the call, as he should have,
he looks like an
absolute buffoon for making the call to begin with.
So this was actually an interesting week for Liverpool because
I'm still baffled by the logic that they've
come up on kind of the short end of a referee's missed call.
Yes, because it was clearly a foul.
The Newcastle match.
Oh.
It was an absolute penalty. He wrangled him up around the neck.
Yeah, it was like WWE style. Yeah. He like put him in the sleeper hold.
Oh, God, is that Jamal LaSalle's music?
It was the $1 million dream.
Yeah. The Ted DiBiase flow.
Yes. Shout out to the $1 million man, Ted
no
DiBiase.
Doubt about it.
And Virgil.
It's going to be really
handing
great.
Out the dollars.
It's going to be really great when Liverpool gets relegated.
Well, I don't think they're going to be relegated.
No, I still believe.
But yeah, you'll be believing for a long, long time. But
this is my city's going to drop points. This is that for me.
I never ever want to hear about Liverpool getting all the calls because
get all the calls.
Just this week they got screwed on two calls.
You won the game.
It doesn't matter. It was still the wrong call.
You're bitching about bad calls in a game against Newcastle.
No, listen. I'm totally fine with that. Had they not won the game because of that, different
also,
story.
You won a Champions League title because of a bad call.
It was
call.
A legit handball.
It was a bad call.
For those who have no idea, Thomas roots for the lesser side that plays in Liverpool.
I root for the good guys.
The club that Liverpool allow to share the city with them. Because nobody cares about Everton. And they're plastic.
This is the man.
Plastic
this is the man who tries. Out. This is the man who tries to claim that Liverpool are the good guys, and then he's just like, nobody cares about Everton.
They are the good guys.
That's what the good guys say. Yeah,
he sounds like Palpatine.
Mm-hmm.
Crush them.
Let the hate run through you.
Yep. This is this guy. Ooh. I mean, Bernardo, you're supposed to be nice guys. You're so full of hate.
Oh,
and
I forgot to give you credit for this. So you got credit for the Norwich prediction.
Uh-oh.
Was it Tintin? That was an absolute.
Yeah, that was. That was. Yeah. Even I had to give that
I
one to
I looked that up and I was like, yeah. Oh my God.
By the way, I was cleaning out one of my old. My backpack from the summer when I went overseas to Asia because I used
good
the
Lord,
same.
What,
no.
What have you been doing?
Well, no, there's probably kid in it from the way this show's been going.
No, it's you know what it is. I cleaned it out when I got home.
Yeah.
But because I used the same backpack for Golden Knights games, I put my laptop in there, my camera and stuff, and there was still some papers and stuff, so I was pulling them out, and I came across four postcards that I picked up at. One of the hotels I stayed at. And you know what they happen to be postcards of?
Tintin?
Yes.
That's funny.
So I should take pictures and tweet them out. Tintin.
So. Yeah.
So I was ready to yeet myself off the roof of the South Point today.
Shout out to the South
Point. Oh, yeah, because
steak and eggs.
Someone had a couple. I like the steak and eggs there.
Oh, South Point. Mm-hmm. Steak and eggs is mine.
Someone
shout
had,
out to Coronado Cafe.
Yeah, that cafe is awesome.
Money.
Is that the same? Someone told me it's the same owners who own the one in Suncoast.
Yeah.
Dupars, is that what it's called? Not Dupars.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking
about.
No,
you're talking about the Delmar. There's like the Delmar thing.
Yes,
by the
Delmar Deli.
Oh.
Delmar Deli also.
That
also
place
solid.
Is legit.
They
yeah.
got a nice little French, nice little
corn
French
beef.
Dip.
Yeah, corn
French
beef,
dip
yeah.
over there.
I get the Philly steak there.
But Coronado Cafe has a $5 steak and eggs mm-hmm. after
that's,
like 11.
Yeah. That's
but,
not bad. Yeah, so tell us about your adventures in betting.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
So over the weekend, I went on a date.
Oh.
We went downtown.
I'm sorry.
I purposely organized it this way because I
on Saturday you did this.
Week. Yeah,
I could have gone to the Lights game. What the hell were you doing?
It was
all you can eat tamales and
no, it was it was Saturday early afternoon.
And that's you would have seen a Lights win.
Yeah, a rare occurrence. Carry on.
Yeah, but so I purposely organized it because I realized I also had to go downtown anyway to set up my Circus Sports betting app. Because Las Vegas is notoriously behind New Jersey in the whole mobile betting app,
which is why they're getting crushed.
Yeah. They're not actually getting crushed.
New Jersey's mopping the floor with Las Vegas right now.
That isn't anymore. What's happening.
Shout out to Martin
yeah.
Brodeur.
Yes.
But
all time great.
But so I purposely was like, oh yeah, perfect. Right after that, like I have the excuse and I can just jump into the casino and do that real quick before I head up for the game. And so I got my first mobile betting app. Big mistake. Makes it way too easy to lose money.
Yes.
Although granted now
on the Jets.
I did not. I bet on the Browns.
That was good.
But first bet on the Eagles -1, and I got screwed because of Carson Wentz. I was playing against him in fantasy.
Not Carson Merck.
No, I lost Carson by Merck, 0.4 points because of that. Like I was doing okay, and I was going to hold on, and then when Julio Jones broke that touchdown, and if the Eagles defense had just held, they would have just run the clock out when they got the ball back.
Yeah.
But instead, they had to drive down the field. And so it was the ultimate bad beat because not only did they drive down the field and lose me my fantasy game, but they didn't score. So I also lost my Eagles -1 bet.
Oh.
Then I chased, picked up the Browns -6 because I knew how that game was going.
Yeah. That
won my money back. And then this morning,
you were not on that one.
And then this morning, I was just like, oh, well, Inter's playing Slavia. Half of Slavia's team lost to Kosovo last week.
Oh.
This will go well. And instead, Slavia is winning the game until stoppage time when Inter gets a goal, ties it up, and then right before the end of stoppage, Inter whips a ball into the box. Someone breaks free and heads it, and the goalie made the save of a lifetime to keep it out. And I was just done. But I was like, well, you know what? I still have Chelsea to disappoint me later on. Because the instant I made that bet, I was like, they're not going to win this.
I told you, it was a very simple text I had when you talked about the Inter bet. Mm-hmm. You never bet on the team that exiled Icardi.
Well, they had Lukaku, though.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I really should have weighed into my betting.
Well,
it didn't.
Yeah.
Well, it's all that running in jeans.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
So now my account has $8 in it, and I'm going to try and nurse that back into 50 before placing any more money.
Oh, wow. So speaking of dates, the reason we are recording this show on Tuesday is because my lady comes into town tomorrow night. So we will, me and Carson.
I feel like you're just going and you're actually recording this so that you can go to Nutley and kidnap a child.
Me and Carson will be going to the League's Cup tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Is that Cruz Azul and Tigres?
Thanks for the invite.
You were invited.
We're covering the game.
We told you could go, right? So
that did not happen.
We're going, and I will probably duck out a little early to head over to McCarran and pick my girl up, who's coming in from Japan.
Another school.
Yes. Yeah. You guys don't know her. She goes to another school.
Yeah, that was also like the summer camp girlfriend. Yeah. I met this girl at summer camp. She's super hot.
Oh man! See, the problem was all my friends went to the same summer camp, so I couldn't pull that one.
That's fair.
Like they knew
the three friends.
Well, unless you can pull it.
Yeah. So like they knew that I wasn't hooking up with any chick. Actually, the one time I did, they all knew it. But
that's fair. But now
we still don't believe you.
Sam Boyd's actually somewhat close to the house. I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, for you, it's a lot closer. I'm just coming directly from the station, and I'll be going. So,
but I will be going to soccer.
That's right. Taking more shots off the face.
Yep.
I don't know if Tintin played soccer or not. He may have. He's Belgian, so he may have played soccer.
I don't even know who Tintin is.
You just looked it up.
I looked it up, but I don't know who he is. I just looked up a picture of him.
He is a Belgian comic book character. Huge.
He's Kevin De Bruyne.
Yes. Yes, I'm surprised he's not out. Speaking of De Bruyne, right?
Kevin De Bruyne, real life Tintin?
Yes. So City lost Laporte last week.
Yeah.
And now Stones is out for 5 weeks.
And Otamendi got fleeced in that Norwich match,
man.
Too.
That was not great there.
Center back play.
Don't worry. Dubai will just write a check for Pep to go out and spend another $1 billion on
Virgil van Dijk.
Oh, my God. You imagine that?
I'm down. That's a heel turn.
City offers Liverpool $150 million for Van Dijk.
That would be classic.
I don't think he has a built-in transfer clause. He may, but I don't think so. But like that's always what I look for in FIFA, right? Like if I have a club with a lot of money, I always look for that. Generally, I don't play with clubs with a lot of money though.
The match tomorrow or today, whenever you're listening to this on Wednesday, Real Madrid and PSG looked on paper like it was going to be an absolute slam dunk, but everyone is out.
For PSG?
For both.
Really?
I think Modric is out. Isco's hurt. Somebody else is doubtful. Jeez. Bale's going to play, if that tells you anything.
Well, that's all right. Yeah.
And then,
I mean, he's still good.
Taught to Real Madrid. And then on PSG, I think Mbappe might be out.
Yeah, Mbappe.
Neymar's out.
Yeah, his suspension was actually reduced from 3 games to 2 games. Who knows why?
But.
Yeah.
I mean, with Neymar, the news is more if he's in.
Yeah. But you know who will be right up top for PSG? Mauro Icardi.
Really? Oh.
Book it. Anyone listening, book the bet. Mauro Icardi scores tomorrow.
Well, so
that's my bold
plan. You know who else is going to play tomorrow, that means? Chalupa Batman.
Yeah.
Oh.
Eric-Maxime Choupo-Moting.
So, good day in the Champions League for teams named Red Bull, by the way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Red Bull Leipzig beat Benfica 2-1. And Red Bull Salzburg.
I was like Salzburg steak, whoever they played.
Absolutely smashed Genk. Is it Genk or Jank? I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Who cares?
But the Erling Braut Haaland, I think he's Norwegian. I think
he's 19.
He's 19. I'm pretty sure he's Norwegian because I think he was the kid who scored all the goals in the under-20 world. Norway.
Honduras?
Was it Honduras? It was like 12-0 or something. And the guy scored like 7 goals.
Yeah.
I think that was him.
Let me
tell you, though. That Red Bull Salzburg coach, he's pretty good. I wonder what nationality he is. They should make him their national team coach.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, yeah maybe.
Oh, wait.
We prefer the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And by prefer, I mean we have the other guy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've spelled Berhalter's name right since he took over. And frankly, he doesn't deserve the proper spelling, so I'm not doing it.
That's fair.
Well, you know, it's funny. I talked to one of the Golden Knights players yesterday who's from Stockholm.
Okay.
And I asked him who his favorite club was. And he said, well, it's not AIK. So he hates AIK. But he goes, I like Hammarby a little bit. I said, what do you think of Berholt? He goes,
nice. Seems about right.
Sounds about right.
So if a guy from Sweden who follows a club team thinks Berholter sucks.
He sucks.
He sucks.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if there's like a a fan base that would say that he doesn't really suck. Like Columbus Crew would say he's decent, but
they
not
wouldn't
like,
say he's great.
They wouldn't say
he's not national team level.
I'd say Mexico is pretty big fan. Yeah,
as well. And Costa Rica, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm sure every team in CONCACAF is
Is the only group that supports Berhalter.
Right, like Antigua and Barbuda is saying, "Hey, we got a chance now because Greg Berhalter."
I heard somebody say, it was Andrew Scholes. He's a comedian. He said that Trinidad and Tobago treats Tobago like Abercrombie treated Fitch.
I don't even know what that means.
You just never, like, it's always Abercrombie. Like, I feel like Fitch wasn't even listed on the shirt.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So I just got worried that we unfortunately have to kind of wrap this up, so...
It's fine. We didn't really have anything else to talk about. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Premier League. I could give you my.
We do need the game of the week,
no right?
Question.
By the way, last week's lived up to all the hype because it was Brighton and Burnley.
Oh, Brighton plays Newcastle this week. That might be one of them.
It ended in a 1-1 draw with Brighton. I think it was Brighton scored in like stoppage time.
Yeah.
So let's look at this week. And by the way, Watford surprisingly comes back from 2 goals down to draw with Arsenal.
Yeah.
That was peak Arsenal.
Yeah.
Did not see that coming.
No, nor did Arsenal.
How about we go with Southampton and Bournemouth?
I like it.
I'll allow it.
Southampton, Bournemouth. That's a Friday afternoon game, by the way.
That's perfect.
Yeah. I feel like the bookend games, like the Friday afternoon or the Monday games, are typically. Bad game.
Yeah, there's no Monday.
Like, who was it this week? It was like Aston Villa and somebody else.
Yeah, it was Villa and West Ham. Ended 0-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
imagine skipping work to watch that match.
Oh.
Ugh. Got issues.
Or you're like us, except you're in England, and this is your Monday night football game.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as this week's Thursday night football game in the NFL, Jacksonville,
Tennessee.
Thursday night
football games are universally known as being terrible.
Yeah. Tampa and
I don't know. I think that
Carolina.
Game's going to be good, though. I'm a fan of the Minshew.
So, Shorten, I like that guy. His dad's name is Flint. I don't know how you can hate that.
He's supposed to be named Beowulf.
He's Gardner or
MC Breed.
What the hell? I just screwed up his name. Gardner, right?
Yeah, Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew the second, but there's no Gardner Minshew the first, right?
Weird.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting guy. So that's going to do it for us. Kind of
reasonably length show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Maybe more people listen because it's shorter.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll find out.
Yes. Anyway, that's going to do it for us. Where can they catch us?
Spotify, Stitcher, BGN.FM, shout out to Roughneck Scarves, LVSportsNetwork.com, iTunes, at other F-ball pod on Twitter, at Carson Emmerich on Twitter.
At TV at Work on Twitter.
At Magnum702. We'll talk to you next week, and hopefully I'm celebrating Liverpool winning 15 straight in the Premier League.
You have to qualify that now, don't you?